Wally may be right about this whole Harry Potter controversy.
What do you mean, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm no homosexual.
Yeah, this one reader said, I love the book. I hated the ending. There's a death at the end of the Harry Potter book. I'm not going to say who.
Well, I know where they're going. Have fun burning.
I ain't scared of Satan, but I'll tell you one thing. Satan better be a scared of me.
Readers are finding themselves grieving over the loss of a character they've become attached to over the years.
His name is, I don't know.
No.
We're going to whip Satan tonight. Woo!
A 13-year-old Minnesota girl said she was so depressed when she finished the book, and a Connecticut girl calls it an awful betrayal.
Well, you'll be betrayed by your Lord and Savior when you die.
Jesus is going to get you.
Yeah, Jesus is in there. He's got an Uzi pointed right at your head. There's a red light pointed right at there. You're going to be burning for reading that book. You've encouraged, they conjured up all kinds of ghosts and demons and goblins. The people that live under the bridge. Have you ever seen those folk? They're crazy as all get out. You conjure up these demons, you get what you deserve. They lay their evil souls upon your heart and tell you to do wrong, is what they say, is what Wallace said yesterday, is that he believes that evil spirits can put things on your heart to have you do wrong. Yeah, that when man commits murder, it's a ghost that has been put on his heart.
I didn't say
you
that.
You were in not so many words. You said that exact statement.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Oh, yeah. John, you're on the telephone. You took it upon yourself to read the Harry Potter book. You threw all care into the wind, and you said that you were going to let evil ghosts get into your soul.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
If you commit a murder, I can't blame you, because the evil ghost is working you like a puppeteer works a puppet. But you were disappointed by the book.
Yes, I bought the book on Saturday, and I will agree with Wally. I was wanting to fuss all week about, you know, how he was talking about, you know, he's not going to let his daughter read these books. And when I finished the book on Tuesday, I threw it down because I was so ticked off by the ending. The last two chapters...
Don't give it away.
Well, what happens at the
end? Go ahead.
What happens, the headmaster dies.
Oh, the headmaster of the book dies.
He just gave away the ending to Harry. He may not have. I don't know. I don't even know what the book's about.
The headmaster of the Harry Potter book.
Let me tell
dies.
You something. You put all the cyclists and blacks and gays and everybody who's ever written a letter to us in one area, they're still not going to compare to the number of people who are going to be writing letters for giving away the ending to Harry Potter.
I didn't. I said not to do it.
Rob, what are you mad about?
You've got to be kidding me. I've managed to avoid every possible spoiler outlet in the world about this book, and then Leslie ruins it for me.
I did not.
Man.
That was a caller. And Fred allowed it to go out over the air. It is Fred Toucher's fault.
My fault. I gave up the book.
Oh, no.
Leslie, were you walking up and down the movie lines at the end of Presumed Innocence going, the wife did it, the wife did it.
Listen, wait a minute, dude. I haven't seen that yet.
Listen, that's a children's... that is a children's book, and if you wanted to read it, you should have read it by now. Let's put it that way. Why have you not read it yet?
I'm in the middle of it. Yeah. I haven't gotten to the end of it yet.
Stop reading.
Well, stop reading. I'm telling you what happened.
She could have just saved your soul.
That's exactly right. Well, I appreciate the saving me from journeying straight to hell.
Why are you reading that? I mean, it is a kid's book, right? What are you doing?
A lot of adults read it.
Unfortunately, some of us actually do read, and we read a breadth of things, including Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that. I know my dad's a voracious reader, but one of them is not Dr. Seuss.
Well, a lot of people read them if they have kids. They read it.
Well, listen, you can read Harry Potter all you want, but now you know what happens at the end.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
What did I do? What did I say?
I told the guy not to give the ending, and you were like, give the ending.
That would be funny if you had to dump a guy for giving the ending.
If I dump a guy for saying the headmaster at the end of the Harry Potter book dies. Here, I got a song for you. I just wrote it right now.
Oh, good.
The headmaster dies. If you're reading a children's book, guess what? The headmaster dies. Harry Potter book. the end, the headmaster dies. If you're reading a children's book, I'm sorry, the headmaster dies. Giving up the ending of a children's book.
How dare you spoil that?
I'm sure there's many other adventures that occur in the book, but all I know for sure is the headmaster dies. The headmaster dies. Guess what, you freaking retards? Freaking dies.
Oh, I'm telling you, you don't know the trouble you have just opened up because of this stupid book. I know,
Screw
I don't
you
care.
All. Screw you all.
I don't care.
Email me, come up and hit me in the face. The headmaster dies. I don't care. If I have people mad at me for spoiling a children's book, F every one of you.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to get called in. I'm not kidding. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get called into a meeting at 10:30, and Mark Ringer's going to sit there and says, "Well, I just got a call from the president of Budweiser. He's reading the Harry Potter book."
Am I crazy?
No. Could that possibly happen?
We'll get in trouble. There's no question.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, it'll definitely take the sting off the riots from last week.
Yes, absolutely. Christine, you are mad?
Hey, yeah, I'm really pissed off because I have like 100 pages left. And I'm sure I didn't know what happened at the end, obviously.
Well, listen, there's many more adventures, I'm sure, in that book.
Not with the headmaster.
It's not the same. And the thing is, you're saying it's like a kid's book, but I'm in college, and I had to read it for college. I had to read two of the books for school.
I'm not making fun of you for reading it. I'm just saying that I didn't do it. I've never read any of the Harry Potter books. A caller came up, and he said that the headmaster dies.
You shouldn't have asked him.
What the hell? What do you want me to do? I don't know. I'm sure there's many other adventures. I'm sure it's still well worth reading.
Oh, are we in trouble?
Oh,
that's crazy,
man. I'm so mad.
Why are you mad? You had 100 pages left. How long can that book take to read? 10 seconds?
I mean, when you have like work and other things to do, you can't just read it all the way through,
Look, he dies. Is all I know. Booze McKilcuddy, sister, you're pissed at me too? There's microphones here, honey. We're on the radio.
Yeah. I was trying to do my job. No, I haven't even started the book. And Daniel, the other little intern, was on the computer reading about it. And I was like, don't tell me the ending. And then you asked the guy on the radio. And
what, about the headmaster dying?
Yes.
That's what happens.
We gotta get these rats.
The headmaster dies at the end of the Harry Potter book. At the end of the Harry Potter book. The headmaster dies.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey! Headmaster dies. Headmaster dies. Roll out the barrel. The headmaster dies. Headmaster dies. The headmaster dies. The headmaster dies. Kind of cool. I'm not going to even do that.
Okay.
Well, listen, if someone spoils the book on the air, I never read any of them. You can blame that kid.
Look at those phones.
Yeah. Blowing up.
There we go. All right, finally.
Children's book.
Blowing up.
Finally.
Greg, hello.
Yes, so I'd like to clarify. The ending to the Harry Potter book is what?
The headmaster dies. We're going to get in trouble for giving away the ending of a children's book.
I'm telling you. Somebody is going to, like, read...
Well, the publisher is going to get pissed.
Publisher's going to get pissed.
But you have every right to say what happens.
Yeah, the book is out.
It's not listener's fault.
It's stupid.
No, I don't think there's a law against giving away the ending to something. No, to the best of my knowledge, they haven't passed that law yet.
If you're on the phone and you're upset, we'll give you passes to our movie of Stealth. We've got the 99X premiere of Stealth, July 26th at AMC Parkway Point Theater. Josh Lucas, Jamie Foxx, Jessica Biel. How about that? That's your news pile. 752, Toucher, Jimmy, and Leslie on everything Alternative 99X.
It's funny because I considered dumping that guy, too. And then I had the same reaction
as he was saying it, as he had, like, dropped 10 F-bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, what do we do? What's going to happen? What should we do?
Well,
quick, 3 seconds.
They're saying on the news that someone dies. Right. It's upsetting people, so it's the headmaster. What do you want?
And who cares?
I think it's funny. Clay, go ahead.
Hey, I'm agreeing with you, Fred. I can't believe the amount of adults that are reading this book. I've thought that since this whole Harry Potter phenomenon started.
So. I know. I think it's funny that people are reading children's books, but if you want to read them, I mean, you know, what do you want me to give away? The end of the Great Brain books, too? Or Super Fudge?
Encyclopedia Brown?
Yeah.
How does he solve that case?
Yeah, exactly.
Melissa Carter, who works next door, very seriously into the Harry Potter books.
Let's bring her in and tell her the headmaster guys.
If you want to deal with that,
I'll play her a tape. I'll just cut a piece of the tape out and leave it on her desk.
You haven't seen an angry lesbian.
Let's have Trash hand her a note that says the headmaster guys. Let's do that. Honestly, let's do that. Let's have, because he has to work with
you
too.
Oh, I,
or could he work it into his traffic?
She's your friend. Oh, I don't want to disgrace your friendship like
she's
this.
She's going to get, oh, it's not this show.
Well, I know she's quite humorless.
If you're weighing notes, I don't think you want to know.
We should have Crash work it into his traffic over there at Q. You know, there's a trouble on 285. The headmaster in Harry Potter was killed.
Oh, he's got to do it. He's got to do
it.
No way.
Got to
do it.
I'm telling you.
Come on, Crash.
Am I right?
I am not messing with her.
Just subtly do it.
Subtly go the headmaster dive. Just please.
And then we can roll tape on it.
Please say the headmaster dive. Just go like this. Just go.
Maybe she's already read the book.
No, that's true. Don't get Crash in trouble.
If you do that, Bert will do everything in his power to get you fired.
Crash, go like this.
I'm not making a joke.
Go Trump on 400. All lanes are blocked. The headmaster dies in Harry Potter. And then, please. Oh, God. That would be funny.
No.
Oh, come on.
Why don't you just pass her in the hall and go, hey, did you hear the headmaster died?
It's not as funny. We can get audio of you doing it.
I know what we can do. When she goes back into it, because we share an office, I'll turn on 99X on my tuner in there, and I'll turn it up real loud. And then you guys just start saying it, and then she'll hear it.
Oh, that's funny.
All right?
Okay. At least let us know when.
Let us know when she's in there. Melanie, hello.
What is wrong with you people giving away the ending to a wonderful book like Harry Potter? I read that story to my husband every night before he goes to sleep.
What is he, retarded?
Yeah, well, you know, we just got the Hooked on Phonics.
I get it, you're joking.
And we're sitting here this morning, you know, over a cup of coffee, talking about the book. You know, he can't wait to go to bed tonight so I can read some more to him. You know, and then we hear the headmaster dies.
I know, it's very sad. Oh, boy. You get in trouble like the cyclist. And no one's going to back me up.
Oh, this is going to be worse. Because
you
know
what? Fire me. I don't care. I'll get another gig.
Because this is going to be one of those think of the children issues, right?
Hey, kids, the headmaster dies at the end of the
I'm telling you.